AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. China's Commerce Ministry has announced that the Vice Premier would lead a delegation to hold trade talks with the U.S. This would take place in Malaysia from Friday to Monday. Speaking to reporters on the tarmac of Tel Aviv's international airport, Vice President J.D. Vance criticized Israel's parliament vote on West Bank annexation.
When I asked about it, somebody told me that it was a political stunt, that it had no practical significance. It was purely symbolic. I mean, look, if it was a political stunt, it was a very stupid political stunt, and I personally take some insult to it. The West Bank is not going to be annexed by Israel. The policy of the Trump administration is that the West Bank will not be annexed by Israel. That will continue to be our policy.
Vance wrapped up his trip to Israel today. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports Canada wants to increase its non-U.S. exports.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney set a goal for Canada to double its non-U.S. exports in the next decade, saying American tariffs are causing a chill in investment. In an evening address to Canadians aired by Canadian Network Pool, Prime Minister Carney announced a new shift in the country's economic direction.
This decades-long process of an ever closer economic relationship with the United States is now over.
He said many of Canada's former strengths, based on close ties to America, have become vulnerabilities. Carney, who will release his government's budget on November the 4th, also said,
"Our goal for Canada is to double our non-U.S. exports over the course of the next decade, generating more than $300 billion more in trade, and that's new orders for Canadian resources, technologies, and expertise."
President Donald Trump has been threatening Canada's economy and sovereignty with tariffs, most offensively by claiming Canada could be the 51st state. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Knicks held off the Cavaliers for a 119-111 season opening victory in a battle of hopeful NBA title contenders. OG Anunoby had 24 points to help give Mike Brown a victory in his New York coaching debut. Top pick Cooper Flagg scored 10 points in his NBA debut in a 125-92 loss to Victor Wembanyama's Spurs. VJ Edgecombe had the third most points in an NBA rookie debut with 34 in the 76ers' 117-116 win in Boston. MLB, the Giants named Tennessee coach Tony Vitello their new manager for his first pro coaching job. NFL quarterback Jaden Daniels will miss the Commanders' game at the Chiefs with an injured right hamstring. And Ravens QB Lamar Jackson returned to practice after missing two games with a hamstring injury. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.